Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Anyway,
did you guys ever get to see the Netflix special, Beyonce?
Yes, yes. I have not. Yes. No. I watched it again yesterday. How the good whole is day. That? It's crazy. It's amazing.
I mean, Netflix is doing some amazing stuff in documentary stuff, but that if you really want insight into this woman and her work ethic and her creativity.
I heard it's amazing.
Oh, it's amazing. It is amazing. But then, obviously, this is the industry. Regina George, as Katy Perry likes to refer to her, Taylor Swift. Went and did a Billboard Music Awards performance and apparently just like copied Beyonce's Coachella. Like, just like
I watched it. I watched it again yesterday because I had nothing to do.
Yeah.
Did you watch Regina George? I'm trying to think which one was that. I can't remember that, but all I'm going to say.
That's from Mean Girls.
Yes. All I'm going to say is Taylor Swift's performance, the opening act. Wow.
Yeah, no, she's still wow.
Snap.
Yeah, was that the one that was the... Oh, okay, that was the one that was the copy.
Yes, copy the choreography. The dance moves is what she copied.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's good. She's good.
Yeah, she was really good.
Yeah. So is Trevor Noah.
Oh, and snap. Okay, dogs then. Moving on.
So, all right, so listen. Everyone's talking about it, so we'll talk about it, right? Prince Harry and Meghan. Princess Meghan of Sussex. No, she's the Duchess of Sussex.
Mm-hmm.
They gave birth to a little boy yesterday. We're proud to announce that two human beings accomplished the thing of birth. We are quite surprised. We did not expect this in the least. But the baby has been born. Now he's stuck with the problem. What do we call it?
A baby boy.
You know what I love about this is that I am by no means a royalist. No. But guys, if I wasn't watching that feed to see when this doll was going to give birth to that child. And then I saw baby born and I looked online and it was Amy Schumer. She had a baby yesterday also.
Yeah. Oh,
and
really?
I was like, sorry, comedian from America who's pretty good usually, but you're not who I'm looking for. And I couldn't believe how much I cared about that ginger prince and his new baby.
What is that? I do not understand the fascination.
It was the way I grew up. My mom was obsessed with Diana.
Yeah, it happens every time. And like, it's like their wedding as well. Yeah. No one cares, but it happens. But okay, the boy is here.
And so now it's the battle to find the name.
I didn't know that there's actually bookies.
Yes.
Who actually like put names up there.
They got odds.
Yeah, they do
the odds are on James.
Well, can you believe it?
Yes.
A royal named James.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it's so James.
That's what we do. We name royals in big books.
Perhaps Andrew Philip James Henry.
Yes. Of
Cornshire. Of corn dog. We're taking this very seriously.
But there was this little rumor going around. I don't know if it's still going around, but Harry, who loves our country, mm-hmm. wants to have an African influence, a South African influence in the naming of the child. So he wants to move away from the Georges and the, you know, the Matthews and the Jameses. Mm-hmm. So we should give some suggestions, I think. Don't you think?
Okay, so we're going to give this baby boy a KZN name.
I think so.
Okay.
How about Prince?
KZN?
But like, how about Web Prince?
I got a name.
Yes.
Begizizwe.
What's Begizizwe mean?
Look after the nations.
Oh, Begizizwe.
If we're going to give them a name that they're going to seriously consider, we need to go with something like Umandla.
Yeah, but can I just correct you? Yes. Umandla is not a name.
Mandla.
Mandla is a name.
Oh, he is Umandla.
Yes, Umandla is the person.
The name is Mandla. Thank you, Mulusi.
As in like strong power.
Yes.
What about Nkanyezi?
I love that. Write that down.
Nkanyezi. That's a star, Kerry Miller. By the way.
A star. Nkanyezi. What about Mpumelelo? Progress, because that's something that they like.
Mpumelelo, yeah.
They need progress in that family.
What about Lala Gahle? Because everyone wants a baby that sleeps.
What happens when Luke is 18?
Let's call him Prince Lul.
Or Shaga.
Oh.
Bro.
What?
Bro.
Yeah, but is he an airport or a place that
not for Shaka. Shaga.
Yeah, it's not named after an airport.
Okay. Or, Shaga.
Or Shaga. Shaga.
I'm not a fan.
I like that. So Shaka Windsor.
Yeah.
Shaka Windsor.
Shaga. Yeah.
What a ring to it.
Shaga.
How completely regal.
Come here, Shaka. Granny wants you.
Shaka. Nana wants you. Come inside.
All right. Should we take
some suggestions?
Yes.
All right. You can call us. Actually, just leave us a WhatsApp voice note. Give us your name as well. For your name suggestion, what KZN, Zulu, South African name would you like to give to the young boy born of Harry and Meghan, the royals of England. You can leave us a WhatsApp voice note.
0617929495.
And this, you know, some people would consider, more importantly, what are the royals going to name their next child? If you have any prospective names, because Harry, right?
Yeah,
Harry.
I love how you put that in the same thing. Like, by the way, guys, we're speaking to someone very important, Dr. Protus Matlala, about tomorrow and voting. And also, what are we going to name this baby?
Because some people see it as equally as important. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
So for those people, they're looking for a KZN name and a South African name for their child. We're taking any suggestions. We'll forward them to the prince. 061
792-9495.
Mm-hmm. The bender of kings.
Mm-hmm. So we're taking your voice notes. We'd like to find out the royal couple, Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, have just had a baby boy, and we're looking for an African name, a KZN name for the child. Listen, I don't think they're going to be too seriously about a regal name. The child is only seventh in succession. And thank goodness the royals don't choose succession due to sex anymore. You know that. It is just age.
Only recently,
though. Yeah, only recently changed that, yeah. So it's just not like Game of Thrones. So, although it kind of a little bit is. So what are your suggestions?
Good morning, guys. This is Lungile Shabalala. I'm in PMB.
Nice name.
The best Zulu name would be Singabe Nkosi.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Singabe
Nkosi. That will be it.
We are going to be king.
Nkosi is king.
Yeah, Nkosi is king. It can be God as well.
Yeah.
So we are people of the Lord, basically.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not really a message you want to give to colonialists.
But also we're people of the king.
Yes, people of the king.
His uncle's a king soon.
Oh, write that one down. We're going to send these, by the way. We're going to put them all into a podcast, and we're going to send this to the royals. So you never know. Your suggestion could get taken.
I can just imagine.
My suggestion is Johannes. That'd be quite funny. Johannes.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Johannes. I love your work.
Good morning, Johannes.
It works in every country. Morning, Johannes. Morning, Johannes. Oh. All right, so keep those suggestions coming through. Drop a WhatsApp voice note.
061-792-9495.
Darren Moore, Carrie Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.